We love to be around generous people, you and I. We really do. But let's put the shoe on the other foot just for a moment and ask ourselves, how generous are we? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Let me ask you this. What was the very last act of creation? What was the very last thing that God did on the sixth day before he rested on the seventh day to enjoy all that he'd created? Most people would answer that the last act of creation was to create Adam and Eve, to create humanity, God's crowning achievement. And if that's your answer too, then sorry to disappoint you, but it's the wrong answer. God did one more thing before he was finished. God did one other thing before he rested. Would you like to know what it is? Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28. So God created humans in his own image. He created them to be like himself. He created them male and female. God blessed them and said, "Have many children, fill the earth and take control of it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. Rule over every living thing that moves on the earth." What was that one last thing that he did before he rested? He gave all of creation away. He gave it to Adam and Eve, to you and to me. He blessed them and us with all that he had made. These days, people seem to be in it for themselves, whatever it happens to be. Generosity seems to be an old-fashioned concept. Well, in a sense, it's a very old concept. It's the first act of generosity happened precisely 6 days after the beginning of time. It was God's idea. How generous are you? That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's not rocket science, is it? And yet it's amazing how easily we lose sight of the simple things. God's word can be such a powerful wake-up call. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.